God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Psalm 46:5. When I was 8 years old, I was at a friend's pool party. I needed to borrow a swimsuit, so while everyone was out back, I walked around their house coveting like crazy, wishing I lived like this family did. I would pretend it was my house and that I had all the things they had. Two parents, nice clothes, a pool, tons of hamburger helper in the kitchen cabinets, my own room with a see-through phone that glowed in neon colors when my boyfriend Zach Morris called. I was really, really good at pretending to be someone else. Someone who wasn't weird, poor, ashamed, and insecure. So that day I decided, I'm gonna swim like them too. I hadn't even learned to swim yet, but that didn't stop me from walking right off the diving board as though I knew exactly what I was doing. I didn't even hesitate to jump. The water swallowed me whole. I kicked and flailed my arms around in the exact opposite way a person swims, and shocker, I went nowhere. Instead, I sank right to the bottom. I watched the light reflect off the water as my toes scraped the floor of the pool. I kid you not, one of my first thoughts was, I should gather up all these pool rings while I'm down here. I know, oddball. But reality set in right after, and I went into, I immediately regret this decision mode. As panic started to well up, my friend's dad came barreling toward me. He swooped me up and pulled me to safety. I scared them to death. They kept asking me why I had jumped in the deep end if I couldn't swim. I had no response. No reason other than I just did. I was so embarrassed, but I did have a tendency to act first and think later. Then I thought, they must really think I'm weird. I am so weird. I was carrying some pretty heavy emotional chains at that time. The bricks in my backpack were marked with poverty, sexual abuse, and insecurity. Looking back, I can see that at such a young age, I carried those chains right into the deep end of the pool, and they hauled me straight to the bottom. I made a decision that could have gotten me killed, just to do it. I also had a serious feeling that I could do whatever I believed I could do. I just missed the crawl before you walk part. When I say I truly believed I could do anything, I mean literally anything. I decided I could do gymnastics one day. No training or anything, just watching the girls on TV do it. I thought, she makes it look easy enough. I could picture myself in my mind doing a flip and landing solid on my feet, no little hops, and pointing my fancy fingers up for a perfect score. So I got off my Papa's recliner, walked in front of the TV, and attempted a front flip. You know how when you're little and someone gets off a seesaw without telling you first, and it slams your behind down into the ground so hard you feel it ringing in your ears? That's how hard my forehead smacked my granny's living room carpet. I dang near knocked myself out cold. I stood up a little dazed and confused, thinking, well, I didn't get any air on that, and I can't understand why. Oh, I'm laughing so hard right now, replaying this in my mind. It hurts so bad, y'all. My forehead had the biggest egg right in the middle of it. I barely even jumped, and my arms stayed at my sides. Basically, I just stood up and threw my face.